Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Overt here, broadcasting live from the I-4 GovCon event down here in Tampa. And I have in our booth right now Mr. Tim Haggerty, CTO of ProDash. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Very good, thanks.
So tell me about ProDash. What do you do?
Okay, ProDash is a web-based solution that's made for federal government contracting companies, specifically to streamline, automate, and organize the business development process.
Which, from what I'm understanding today, is a lot.
It is a whole lot. Okay, basically companies spend a massive amount of time manually searching for, trying to find, and then work opportunities. And that's the whole lifeline of every one of these companies that's here today. Basically, how they all do it, or how we used to do it, me personally, through spreadsheets or manual CRMs and stuff like that. And so it just makes a very cumbersome process. It takes a long time, very laborsome. And so what ProDash does is we automate it. And so you don't have to do all the manual tasks like you would normally do with a spreadsheet. You don't have to manually keep anything updated. Everything is basically set up for you, and there's a pipeline, and it's a real way of doing business development.
You just got tired of it one day and said, I'm going to figure out an easier way to do this, or what?
So I'm a programmer, right? So I am incredibly lazy.
Let's make some money off facilitating other laziness,
that's
right?
That's pretty much it. And what can I do so I don't have to manually do all this stuff anymore, ever? And so here is ProDash. It's really basically the same kind of system that the bigger guys have, because they all have their own internally built systems to go and automate and to organize all their business development. So, you know, picture Lockheed or like a bigger company.
Sure.
So what ProDash is something that they use but better, and I bring it to the small companies and the medium-sized companies.
So people are able to walk me through this, because this is a new world to me between the government contracting stuff. But there's all of these contracts out there, and you would never know unless you're sitting there flipping through.
Yeah.
So this goes and finds them and populates it. And
What ProDash does is it goes out every day, multiple times a day. It goes to FedBizOps, goes to GovWin, goes to many other data sources, right, and sucks in all of the opportunities. And then ProDash divvies those opportunities out to my customers based on their profile.
Right, which they've set up on.
Which they've absolutely set up.
So what's this kind of laziness cost?
Oh, man, that's actually the best part. That's the best part. It's super cheap. The highest cost is $49 a month per user.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to pay for the year, then it's only $44 a month, but billed annually.
Right.
And the price goes down the more users that you bring on.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's really meant for each company to really streamline a whole company. Puts all the business development data in one platform. Makes it to where the capture managers just go and work capture.
Right.
And ProDash just captures all the data for them. It really minimizes the amount of work the capture people have to do. And it maximizes all the data so management knows exactly what's going on.
Right. So it doesn't sound to me like it's lazy at all. It sounds like it's really smart.
Well, yeah. But it's born out of pure laziness.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me.
Smart laziness.
Yes, very, very smart laziness.
Right? Very cool. So what brings you guys here? I mean, I know you got a booth down from us. So you're here, I'm guessing, educating a lot of people about this because they need to know.
Yeah. One of the coolest things about it is it's cool. Plus, it's a little bit hard is that people have no idea that this is even an alternative to the spreadsheet or the manual CRM.
Right.
So we are like a brand new kind of concept, right? So we're educating customers, potential customers. I know Jenny. She's in a consortium who is actually one of my customers. So they are actually using ProDash now, and they're using it for their customers too.
Nice. So she gets some testimonials here.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so what other laziness do you have that's going to spawn some ingenuity?
Oh, well, I have a lot of laziness. Way too much. Really? ProDash is, this is the very, very first part of it, which is the business development part.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on the next part where, like, once you win the opportunities, you turn it into the program management part. And then that's where the program, ProDash PM will ultimately come up, and, like, you can manage your entire program in terms of personnel, hours, budgets,
right,
everything else that, deliverables.
Sure.
All of it through the single platform. And then once the opportunity comes back around for recompete, it's all already there. It's all processed, and you have all your paperwork lined up straight, ready to go. And you just basically click a button, and you're in business.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
So can this apply to anything other than government contracting stuff?
Yeah. All right. So our first venue is government contracting, because that's our background. That's my background. But we are going to start getting into grants. because it's the exact same process.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and then we are hopefully going to step into state and local. Mm-hmm. But state and local data sources, there's so many more of those. We have to look and see how we can tackle it.
All the RFPs and everything that somebody needs to do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of the cool things about ProDash is we will take all of the various data sources and combine it into a single record. So if FedBizOps has an opportunity and the same ones in GovWin, ProDash actually gives you a single view. So we want to do that for the state and local guys as well, too.
Yeah,
so
you're not duplicating everything.
Yeah, exactly. It just makes it a whole lot easier to work and work opportunities and actually work more opportunities with the same people.
Yeah.
So you can process more. My longest-running customer has tripled the number of opportunities that they worked in a year with the same P-win ratio.
Yeah.
And the same people.
So they should be here with you.
They actually are.
I was going to say, you should have flown them in here and let them toot the horn.
I have one of the representatives here today, and he's floating around. He's working his business. But he's here. And
Very cool.
He loves talking ProDash, too.
Well, cool. What have you seen so far that you've really enjoyed?
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Actually, the collaboration first, the teaming talks that the first author was, as a matter of fact, this book here, The Unstoppables, listening to Bill Schley, mm-hmm. I guess the last name. Super interesting.
Yeah.
And then the other psychologist who was up there talking about how the mind works, about how we make
interviewing
decisions.
The other psychologist.
Oh, man, so cool.
Who does work with the one was a Navy SEAL and the other one works with the Navy SEALs.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And I actually know some Navy SEALs, and the things that they were saying were spot on.
Yeah.
And working in a team, I mean, I would never have gotten ProDash to where it is now without my team.
Sure.
Ever.
Sure.
Because, you know, we might have the ideas, and like, I'll be the guy who says, okay, this is why we're doing it. So I have the inspiration and all the other kind of stuff. But I also need the guys who come up and say, okay, this is how we're going to do it.
Right.
And then help me kind of corral and structure, because I'm one of those, hey, this is a great idea. Like, and my head just explodes, and let's run.
Yeah. But you need somebody to get you off the couch when you're being lazy, don't you?
You got to. And that is great motivation, too, to really ultimately build something to where I can push a button, or my team and I can build something to where someone else can just push a button, and it takes the place of, like, 9 hours of work.
Sure.
The bad thing is I'll still go waste the 9 hours.
That's okay. You're not doing it on work, so that's all right. That's
binge-watching Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. That's a fair trade. Tim, let's tell everybody where they can get information or find you guys if they have any questions.
Yes, totally. Okay, so we are actually located in Cocoa Beach, Florida. You can reach our website at prodash.net. You can also call our main office at 321-613-8651. Or you can just reach me personally. I'm the CTO of the company, but everyone talks to everybody. And so our whole company is, there are no closed.
Everyone rooms. Can answer their phone.
Everybody answers the phone. So please call, and I'll be happy to walk anyone through a personalized demo.
Sure.
Plus also, if you have any just quick questions, you can also just send an email to tim.haggerty. H-A-G-E-R-T-Y at prodash.net.
Perfect.
That's it.
Cool. So I think we got, one or two more things left this afternoon?
Yeah, they're probably going to break up about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and start wearing it down. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Tim.
Thank you very
I appreciate
much for the
it.
Time.
And good luck with some more laziness and ingenuity, man.
Thank you, man.
I love it. I love it.
Me too.
Thank you, guys. This has been Keith Herbert broadcasting live from I4 GovCon event.